Welcome to the Daily Review. This is Fed Rezac, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today is April 22nd, 2024. And today is Monday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, we're watching the U.S. tech stocks tumble almost across the board. But first, no major economic events scheduled for today. So as we look at the various markets, starting out with the Forex symbols, we're seeing that the major pairs really consolidating at that bottom range. They did bounce, but not by much. Now looking at the indices, the Dow Jones in a completely different direction, actually bouncing, while the NASDAQ reflecting those tech stocks and selling off. Now looking at commodities, gold on the bottom of its range and on support, while oil trickling lower. Now looking at the stocks, they're really reflecting the indices. The bank stocks actually bouncing, while the tech stocks, as mentioned, really tumbling. Now looking at, lastly, at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin gaining to 66K. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. First with the EURUSD. Yes, we are at the bottom of the range. And yes, we are consolidating. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to bounce off of here. But you want to know that we're in this range right now. Now, it's a lot dependent on what's going to happen with the US indices. So keep that in mind. You want to pair the two because they do work in inverse relationship. One goes up, the other one goes down. That means that when the Dow Jones goes up, dollar goes down. And vice versa. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now, looking at the GBP USD, same story, really not bouncing much, not bouncing at all, which shows some significant softness when it comes to the British pound. We mentioned this the other day, the relative weakness here. Now, looking at the Japanese yen, back on its lows, okay, at 154, and looking at the Turkish lira making new lows once again, okay, despite the fact that we had almost a correctional move, but it is back on its record lows. Now, looking at the commodities, right, let's take a look at gold. So we're looking at a four-hour chart, and I just want to highlight this on a one-hour chart, because we're at the bottom of the range, 2363. It's not much of a retracement, and we're consolidating at these areas, right? 2470 is the high, okay? So with that said, we're really just almost, 40 to 60 to 100 pips off of our highs altogether, so no big deal. But you may want to play the range, okay? This is supportish level. This would be a decent place to pick it up. You want to put a stop loss also right below it, but might be a good place to actually put it out. Now, looking at crude oil, we traded lower here, okay? Trading at $82 a barrel. We gave up some of our gains from earlier in the week. So with that said, we're back on the bottom range. And if we can break out lower, okay? So we are below that 30-day moving average. We'll get that confirmation when that 8-day moving average actually crosses over the 30-day moving average on the downside. Now, looking at the stocks, okay, first looking at the indices, the Dow Jones bouncing, as you can see here, 38,347. That's a decent bounce so far, but I would want to see it somewhere at the 39K, somewhere there for it to really show me that it's a decent bounce. Now, that would be about 50%, and we'd like to see the stocks still showing some strength. However, they have actually been retracing, okay? So there's going to be a potential double top if we get that, okay? So we are going into, remember, we're going into an election year, only 7 months away, 6 to 7 months away, so keep that in mind. Now, looking at the NASDAQ, also, look at this, free falling. And this is surprising because remember, the tech stocks were the ones that led us higher, okay? Now, the sell-off and the tech stocks are across the board, and I'm going to highlight this. First, looking at Microsoft, look at that. That looks like a nosedive below $400 a share for something that went all the way up to 430. If you look at Facebook, also trading much lower. And if you look at Nvidia, look at that, 759 off of our 950 high. Okay, that's a very big retracement for Nvidia. Nvidia actually sold off over 10% on last Friday, okay? I do expect a bounce, okay? There's going to be a short covering at a certain point, especially as the economic calendar, or rather the corporate earnings season actually starts for these big tech stocks this week coming on, I believe, Tuesday and Wednesday. So keep that in mind as this may still bounce. Now, looking at the other ones, and remember, this was the catalyst, Intel. Intel is a big bellwether, and it did move lower, and I did say it. You want to look to the ones like Intel to give us direction, and that's it. Now, looking at Bitcoin, resilient at 66K. Okay, we bounced off of our low of 60K. We just dipped below it, but but we're able to come back. Okay, we're in a consolidating state. Somewhere between 60 and 70 is where we're at. We're consolidating. We're right in the middle of that, so I wouldn't jump in at these levels, but just be aware of it, okay, that you are in a new environment. You're not in a trending environment. You're in a range-bound environment, and act accordingly. That's all it means. So for today, a couple opportunities with the tech stocks. Possibly we'll get a bounce. Going into the next couple of days, we're going to see a lot of volatility and a lot of action, so be on it. This is Fed Rezac. I want to wish you guys a great training day. Thank you.